Masana Tukuruma. I'm from Sierra Leone and I'm 26 years old. And as you all know, I'm a sickle cell warrior. And I've been diagnosed with the disease since I was a kid. And it has been my source of inspiration since then, trying to reach out to people, trying to like spread the message, trying to spread my wings, and trying to encourage young warriors to embrace themselves.
Let's talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzip Stories. I am DS Bello.
I am.
Nigerian or Sierra Leonean, which man would you like to marry?
Anna, Sierra Leonean, come
Oh,
on.
no way! Hello, everyone. Welcome to Unzipped Stories Africa, where we come every single time to listen, to learn, to grow, and most importantly, get inspired. This is Unzipped Stories Africa, and I am your host, DS Bello. Yay! Okay, guys, so this week is a special week and also a special episode. And because I'm speaking to a very special person, all the way from Sierra Leone. And I met her last year in a conference in Bangkok, Thailand. And believe me, I had to do this episode with her because I think we've planned this for almost 1 year. She's just doing remarkable things, and I'm just happy to share it with each and every one of you. So, guys, with an Unzipped Stories ovation, can you all help me welcome my very own friend from Sierra Leone, Hasanatu Koroma? Hi, Hasanatu.
Hello, girl. How are you? Thanks for
Very
having
well,
me.
thank you. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad we're doing this, honestly.
Yeah, it has been here. Like, keep telling me, let's do this, let's do this. And you're like, you all know I'm a sickle cell warrior. And I've been diagnosed with the disease since I was a kid. And it has been my source of inspiration since then, trying to reach out to people, trying to like spread the message, trying to spread my wings, and trying to encourage young warriors to embrace themselves. As it is not a death sentence to ourselves, but it is a choice that we have to embrace and then give hope to young kids that have a similar disease. So
Yay.
far, that's all I can say. If you have more questions, you can ask.
Absolutely. I have so many questions for you. So I like the
Okay.
fact that you are giving hope. Why is it so important to give hope?
I think it's one of the most elemental or essential things that keeps us going because we need it in all step of the way. I can have sickle cell disease and being like downcast that I can do nothing with myself, that I'm less of a person. But with me coming to you and say, this is not the end of you. You are more than this. You are stronger than this. And me like being in the spotlight for them, pushing them to the light, I think it's another step of a successful story ahead of them that they can expand, stretch their wings and do more than just being a sickle cell disease or just something like you are just stronger
More
than
than
Luke
enough,
and then
right?
yeah, because
Oh.
that's what we lack,
But
that support
how has
to
it been working so far? What's it been like?
it's
What's
like
the
that.
journey been like?
The journey's been rough, especially living in a country without people acknowledging the disease and how rare it is, how deadly it is. You're just fighting it like unseen battle. That's how it is. Yeah.
So the people, those warriors, how are they reacting to the hope that you're spreading?
Well,
Do you have any
it's
incidents of anyone who who, through the work that you do, has felt impacted?
Yes, I have so many people. I have so many warriors.
Oh, I want to
Yeah,
hear
so
it. Tell me about them.
okay. They can't do anything without saying, "Hey, Natu, what's up? What can we do? This is what's going to happen. How can we take the step? What can we do with this? This is what happened to me. How can I deal with this?" For me, hearing that from like it has been like a source of inspiration that I'm doing something. I'm impacting souls. Like people need to look up to me for something. It has been amazing for me. I don't know for the country, but for me, it has been amazing because I can see them coming, stretching their wings. I can see them doing things they are not supposed to do, but they can do it, and it feels good. It gladdens my heart that I can do such things to people with Schultz disease,
Yeah.
and then, yeah, it's not easy, Chef, because you don't have support, you don't have people that can say, okay, we assess that thing is good, the disease is real, but it's just frustrating for us. And seeing them stretching their wings, seeing them do more, it's mean a lot to me.
Okay, so
Yeah.
to anyone hearing this, it's like, so what is it that she's doing that gives people hope? How is she doing it? So could you take us through a journey through what you do and how it gives hope to other warriors like you? How do you practically get to them and give them hope? How is this possible?
Firstly, I went to schools, several schools, do a sensitization, reach out to them, go to teachers, give them a syllabus of sickle cell disease, call a support group meeting, discuss to them about the importance of you accepting. First of all, you have to accept your inner self. That's the most important thing. Accept that this is me, and this is what I have, and this is what I can do with it. And with you having those things, I think you can push, and then giving medicines. I don't have much, but I do what I give the little that I have, give medicines, go out to different local communities, slumming communities, reach out to parents, educating them about the disease, giving them whatever little I have, and that's some of the stuff that I do.
So, I think that's really remarkable because it's service and it feels it's honoring to be able to serve others. Tell us, I know that you have a space where you sort of run a show and you talk to people about being either about warriors or more like sensitizing people. Tell us about your space. What is it called?
Okay, it's a legacy. I call it a legacy talk show. It has been on hold for now because I'm having an issue with the government. So, but yes, it's called the legacy talk show. It's there to inspire warriors because we are not given the spotlight. If you want to go to radio station, if you want to go to TV station, they won't allow us. Like they always like have protocols. So I decided to open a short studio for us to feel belong, for us to have a safe space we can discuss about ourselves, tell people about the disease, how important it is to take care of ourselves, and what are the criteria we should do, what are the do and don't. And it feels good, it feels like home. We are there, we can pour out our heart, we can share our story, we can felt our, like this is something that is good, and it's really good that I did something like that because they have the spotlight, they have the chance to share their story. Yeah.
Oh, I really think that's remarkable. Something that struck me about what you said is they don't really get the opportunity to share their stories on the spotlight. And I'm asking myself, how many sickle cell stories have you told, even within your podcast? And it feels good to know that someone is out there who is not just a warrior, but also fighting for other warriors. I think it's safe to call you warrior of the
Nah,
warriors.
no,
Yeah, so
the thing that you saying, I'm
go ahead,
actually
please.
like getting my strength from them, like receiving my strength for them, like drawing all of my energy from them. It's not like they are, I think they are getting for me, they're getting it from me, but me, I'm getting it from them, seeing their energy, seeing their like the support, seeing like they are willing to go out there and show the world that they can keep me pushing, keep me going. I think that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I
Yeah.
can reach out to them and they can reach out to me.
That's really remarkable. Well done. Very impressive. It's not everyone that would have the privilege of having a sickle cell warrior around him. Do you want to tell us about the disease and how it makes you feel?
Oh, okay. Firstly, as we all know, sickle cell disease is an inherited disease. You can inherit it from both your parents. That's how it is. You can't. The problem we have with people, Chef, is that they think it's contagious. They think if I have sickle cell, if I get closer to you get infected. Yeah. That's the perception 85% of people are having about sickle cell disease. And so it's very difficult for people to like encourage us among them. It only takes people that have the clear understanding. So living with people that have sickle cell disease is very complex. Yes, it's very
So,
delicate and
what does a car crisis feel like?
oh no, I can't compare it to a normal pain, but it's worse than death itself. Yeah.
Oh no, what can be worse than death? That's not true.
No, it's I'm serious. You are just, when you are in pain, you're just like praying for your life to come to an end. It's serious, Jeffrey. Like, just God, can you just take my life? You can't do nothing. You are just like stuck. If you are lying on the bed, you are just there crying continuously. If you are walking, you can't walk. If you are in school, you can't do nothing.
Oh
It's
no.
you know the worst part of it. It won't allow you to move. Your everything about your life revolves around it. It's just around it. You can't move. You're just trapped inside yourself. That's the worst part of it.
I just remembered when we were in Bangkok and you fell ill, and I remembered how confused I was. I was literally confused and just didn't know what to do. And do you get that kind of scenario a lot? Where do you think people should be more educated on how to deal with handle friends and family members who are, or just people around them who are sickle cell warriors? Because I literally was very confused. I didn't know what to do.
Yes, and that's the worst part of it, because people can be around us, but they don't know what to do. And that's what we are trying to do, not just me and my team. We are trying to like spread the awareness. How? What are the first aid treatment you should give to a sickle cell warrior when he or she is in crisis? What are the things you should do? What are the things you should not do? Because that helps. It helps with the crisis. If you don't know what to do, it's worse than the case, and the individual can even lose their life.
Okay, so here's what we
And
will do, Hassanato. We have 3 minutes, right, left for this show. I'm going to give you 1 minute to educate whoever is listening to this particular podcast today on how to take care, like what are the first aid measures that we can do whenever we have a warrior around us?
First thing first, you have to know all the medical, the medicines the individual is taking for pain, the painkillers. We have specific painkillers that we should take. We have diclofenac, we have calcium, we have bicarbolic acid. These are the first tablets you should take. And you have to give the person excessive massage. And
I
yes,
see.
whatever area, whatever pain the person is, it's in whatever body part you have to massage the person excessively. And you have to constantly, like, you know, if because at times some of us we are just we can just went off. We can't even feel ourselves anymore. None of our body can respond to it. But like, you keep on massaging, you keep on tapping, you keep on applying ointment, like ointment. You know the ointment.
Yeah.
It's I think now that's the first treatment you can give to a particular sickle cell warrior in crisis. It can help, and then later he or she is transferred to the hospital. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so there you have it, guys. The first aid treatment is to make sure you have painkillers like diclofenac, if I get it right. And also, I like it's a new perspective, the whole deep massage with ointment. Yeah, so we will take note of that. But then whoever is listening to me, wherever you are, whether you're driving your car or you're working in the kitchen or you're working around the house, wherever you are, remember to show love to a warrior, not in a sympathetic way, but in a way of understanding and from the heart of a genuine love, sort of. I'm gonna throw this to you, Asanato. There's what we do on Zip Stories, especially when I'm hosting, right? We play a quick game, and in that game, I'm gonna ask you three quick questions, and you're going to answer them in one sentence each. Are you ready?
Okay, let me try.
Okay, so pick between these two colors, gray and gold.
Gold.
Gold. Nice. Okay, so n question number two. Are you ready?
Yes, I
This is
am.
gonna take you off balance. Are you sure you're ready? Yeah, okay. Okay, so honestly, if you are a Nigerian listening to this podcast, we have to make this happen. Asanato, we have to make this happen between now and the end of this year. Oh my God. Okay. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. This is a dream come true. I know we've planned this for almost a year now, but I'm glad that we're doing this, and I'm glad we're doing it to mark the World Sickle Cell Day. So in case if you do not know, sickle cell disease is dangerous, and it causes pain to both the patient and it's his loved ones, his family, and even your finances. And the only way to get rid of this disease is to test your blood before saying yes. Not yes on the
It's called
altar.
genocide. On
Yes, not yes on the
the
altar, but yes before you start dating someone.
altar.
Please know your genotype. AA and AA is a perfect match. AA and AS
It's not.
is a good match.
No,
But
you're missing something.
AA and AS is a good match.
No.
AS and AS is a bad match.
It's a bad match, yeah. AS and AS
Yes.
is a bad match.
SS and SS is another bad match. It's the worst match. But AA and AS is okay. It's good.
It's not okay. It's not okay, Jeffy. It's not. It's not. It's a question mark. It's not okay.
Why? But at least you don't get people who are who you get AS again, but you don't get SS, right?
Yeah, you get AS, yes, but you don't have
Yes, so it's better. It's
it's
better than AS and AS.
okay, it's fine. If you have AA and AS, it's just a 50% chances that you can fit to that individual. It's
Yeah,
okay. You
but it's
can go
a,
with
that's why I
that.
said it's a good match. I
Not a
understand
good
how
match.
you feel. So Asanatu, I understand how you feel, and I know how important for it is for you to make sure that much more people don't get in pain, right?
Exactly.
Yes, I understand how important it is, but then I think we can allow AS and AA to get married, please.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's
Yeah,
fine.
right. All
It's
right.
okay.
Thank you very much. I find this really relieving that we're doing this, and I wish you good luck with your legacy projects, even though the show is on hold because of issues with government. I
Yeah.
do hope that the Sierra Leonean government understands the problem, and kind of step in to understand how it's very important to tackle this disease. And I wish you good luck, and I want you to say a big hello and give a big hug to all of your warriors from me here in Nigeria. This is a
I will.
huge
I
hug
will.
to
I thank
all
you very
warriors
much.
in Sierra Leone. And a very big hug to all warriors in Africa. We love you, and we do hope that your health would be restored and the pain will be easy for you to take. And I pray that Africa at large would one day look back and say, we have no more sickle cell disease patients. Because we have been deliberate about the marriages and deliberate about eliminating it. And I want to use this time again to say a very kudos to everyone who is adding his voice to the sickle cell disease fight. And anyone who is people like Asanasu, Excel Praiseworthy. A few that I know, Nandi, a few that I know that are doing one thing or the other to shine more light on sickle cell disease and to give hope, just like Asanati is doing to sickle cell warriors. I'll end this show by saying, God bless you and thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye, thank you.
Yeah. Hello, guys. It's me, Sheffy. Welcome to Unzip Stories. I'm so excited because guess what? I met one of my role models today. Yep, you heard it right. Anyway, that's what this week's episode is all about. This week's episode is dedicated to one of my role models, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Oh my God. If you are a Nigerian or if you're like a young person, you know that she's someone to look out for. From how her career progressed, how she became a minister in Nigeria, and how she became the president of World Trade Organization, even when she had so much opposition, she played her cards well, and look at it. Like, I am super inspired by her life and her career progression. This brings us to this week's episode. This week, I am dedicating this week to everyone living a dream. We hear a lot of our motivational speakers speak about following your dreams, becoming your dreams, living your dreams, and all of that. I like Okonjo-Iweala for several reasons. First of all,
The first lesson I personally learned from the life of Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is how she's able to balance a married life and a career life. Her children, her husband, and her career. It seems for me, it's sometimes in my head, I feel like it's one of the most difficult things to do, especially within our generation, because there's so much pressure, there's so much expectations, there's so much misconceptions about marriage, what not and what to do and what not to do, to be or to be not. And so looking at her, she's on my muse board, because I tell myself every single day when I look at her that she is an epitome that you can be married, have a career, and still be successful. That is one of the reasons why she's my role model. This is, of course, apart from the fact that the obvious facts, actually, of her career progression, which I had earlier mentioned. To be honest, I made her a promise today, and so help me God, I hope I'm able to meet up with that promise. Anyway, guys, let me just tell you about how our conversation started. So I was about to leave the office when they told me that Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is coming to see the president. So I said to myself, nope, you are not going for the next appointment that you have. She's here. You have to wait for her. I remember when she was vying for the position of WTO, and I tried to, it's like I was targeting and hoping that I would meet her. But it seems like every time I had something else to do, that was the day she would appear. But then that's like 2 years ago, and I said to myself that, don't worry, baby girl. A day and a time will come when you will meet her. And when you meet her, seize the opportunity, which is what I did today. So I saw her, and then I waited. When they told me she was in the building, I sat and I waited. And then when she came, had her briefing, and when she was done, I literally stuck. I stood out, and I walked up to her and I said to her, Madam, I have you on the screen of my phone. I see you every day of my life because I want to be like you. And then she turned and she looked at me, and I was showing her like the pictures on my social media page. You can find it. And I could see her eyes literally wide open, popped out. And she looked at me and said, oh my God, that's such a pleasure. Thank you. And I said to her, I have one more thing. My name is Dorcas Bello. Get this name stuck in your brain, because you'll be proud of me. And literally, I don't know why I made that promise, but then I did, guys. I promised her that she will be proud of me, and I hope to live by the promises. I hope to eventually get married someday and stay with my husband and my children and still have a career that is successful. I also hope that I can trust the process of growth, career growth, and I'm able to grow from one step to the other until I become a minister. And maybe okay, I don't know if I'm blabbing, but to be honest, to be able to represent my country, that's on one side, and to be able to impact in my knowledge, my experience to my country is another thing. I am a proud Nigerian, and I believe that things can work for Nigeria, and not just Nigeria. I see Africans, and I know we're doing our best, and I know that we would get there. I am a woman of believer, strong believer of processes and time. So I tell myself, just give it time, give it process. It's a process, right? Give it time, right? So when I look back and I look at some of the things that we complain about Africa, about Nigeria, I tell myself, one, it is good that we are complaining, because we are acknowledging that there is something wrong with it. Now the next question is, how do we fix it? I've seen like a wave of a lot of Nigerians, a lot of Africans trying to solve problems. That's how it begins. So I am a strong believer of Africa. I am a strong believer of Nigeria, and I know that we will get it right in time. So time and process will happen to Nigerian growth and African growth. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. And remember, keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. It is my mantra. There is legit. When I say legit, I mean there is literally nothing that I have ever conceived in my mind that I have not received. If I haven't received anything yet, it's because I haven't conceived it properly in my mind. Well, there are several things actually that I haven't received. But when I look at where I am today and the future, that's the things that I have preconceived in my mind, I tell myself, you are going through the process. So, guys, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on the process. Keep working hard. I'll see you again next time. It is bye. Still, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Amidst the heat of. Hi, guys. Welcome to Unzipped Stories Africa. It's me again, Sheffy, and I'll be reading this week's story. Enjoy. I want to tell you a story about a region in Nigeria, my country, the Niger Delta region. This region is actually the oil-producing region of Nigeria. Young African activists in this region are fighting for the Niger Delta environment. And that's this week's story. Amidst the heats of fossil extraction and environmental pollution in the Niger Delta, a group of young activists in West Africa are taking up the fight to restore the Niger Delta, a region that is widely regarded as one of the most polluted regions in the world. Decades of oil spills have left many waterways in the Niger Delta region awash in oil. The population has damaged lives and livelihoods in the entire communities. But young activists in West Africa are taking up the fight to restore the Niger Delta. This is Badmus Atiki. She is the project officer for Health of Mother Earth Foundation. The Niger Delta is where one of Africa's largest rivers is. The Niger at 4,180 kilometers long. It enters the sea. It is a sensitive biological filter that cleanses and restores the world's seawater. However, the tide is changing as more youth engage in dialogues and they're training their peers on the benefits of cleaning up and sustaining the environment as they campaign for the restoration of the most polluted areas in Niger Delta. Sara Opoti says she calls on more young people to take action. This group of young activists have taken up a long struggle to end these environmental destruction. They are engaging with communities and encouraging them to seek the restoration of land that has been soaked in toxic oil for nearly 6 decades. Atake Enade is the project officer for Health of Mother Earth Foundation. Here's what Atake Enade says. This activist traveled deep into the creeks, delivering seminars and educating people about better environmental practices. Oil spills and nylon fishnets have posed the biggest environmental problems in this region. And Nimo Basi, who is the Health of Mother Earth Foundation director, has this to say. International oil companies responsible for the big spill have moved offshore and local companies have stepped in. But however, there is another problem. Gas flaring continues while illegal extraction leads to around 300 spills in a year. Sarah Upoti explains more on this. HOMEF is currently training and engaging youth in a dialogue to strengthen the community resilience against fossil extraction. Atake beckons on the present generation to take a stand. Nigeria has exported well over $350 billion of oil since 1960. But the Niger Delta region remains one of the poorest. But the Niger Delta region remains undeveloped. Now, that is starting to change and improve. This initiative is starting to change and empower communities, and they are demanding their right to a pollution-free life. End.